Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Motivational Mondays. You already know. Let's go!
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes made a few.
I should be saluted, of course, every day. And every time I see a vet and every time I see a man or woman in uniform fighting for our country, I always give my salute and my respect, you know, because they're out there fighting the big fight. So salute to my vets, not only that out there fighting for the country, but salute those vets that have fought for their own lives. You know, I salute you, all the women and all the men that just fight on a daily struggle, that are our everyday heroes, our moms, our dads, uncles, aunts, you know, those heroes that step in to help us when we at our darkest moments. So salute to all the vets around the world. You know, without y'all, we wouldn't have a fighting chance or be able to taste the nectar of freedom. Give, but don't allow yourself to be used. Love, but don't allow yourself, your heart to be abused. Trust, but don't be naive. Listen to others, but don't lose your own voice. So make sure you always, you know, let your voice be heard. Being that your voice was heard, we now have our president, our former president, now current president, Barack Obama, still leading because our voice was heard. We voted. And, you know, he's still in. That's what it is. Motivational Mondays, I'm amped. Shout out to my daughter. I had a breakfast at her school. She got an award, student math of the the month. I'm very proud. I'm a proud mom right now. Let's go. Let's go.
One day, I'm going to understand. Zaya.
I love you.
It's all about love.
about your personal definition. Don't tell me what Webster said.
Salute to my godson. Salute to all my cousins.
Let him talk. Come on. If I ask him to talk about it,
salute to all my family members.
You want to talk about love. You can do it. What do you think? You
family,
love.
Blood, and
you should know why he loves you, right?
My bad. Thank you for your services. I so appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, to the depths of my soul, I want to thank you all for giving us your time.
I thought that was a beautiful point. Anybody else want to do with that?
A big shout out to one of my girls, Emily. Lady Rock. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all my vets. All my vets. Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush is a vet, in case y'all don't know, so. Big salute, fierce nail salute to Lushy Lush. She's not feeling well today, sis. This show will be an honor of you. I dedicate it to you. I love you. I salute you. You know, I'm so proud of you and all your accomplishments, great and small. Big shout out to Peter Harrison, Pete Colon, that also have served in Army. Salute to you. A big salute to my cousin, Miguel Cabasa, my godson, Marcus. I mean, the list just goes on and on. All my family members that have paved the way and also have served our country. And all those, you know, what I mentioned, you're not, big shout out to Lady Rock, of course, for giving us, you know, your son. You know, having the ultimate sacrifice of giving up your son as he fought for our country. I salute you, sis. I salute all those that have lost someone while they were out there, you know, fighting for us and our freedom and our everyday vets, man. I salute everybody. Take the time to salute and honor a vet today, okay? Please make sure that. I'm going to go with this throwback. Lush, this one's for you, man. This one's for you. Rock on. Rock and bang.
You're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock. I'm
To protect our land. Salute to the vets. That's what I'm doing today. I'm saluting the vets. I'm honoring my little sis that's a vet as well. Shout out to you, Lushy Lush, for serving your country. Big shout out to Pedro de Jesus, doing Army. That's my son's grandfather. And a big shout out to a brother from another mother, Ray Narvaez, serving the Navy. So I'm going to keep shouting out, calling 347-826-7722, and shout out a vet. If you want to shout out a vet and salute them, definitely call in. Salute him or her. We're saluting the vets right now. And, you know, there's so many. There's so many that have paved the way, that are serving the country. And we bless them. We thank them. You know, we keep them in our prayers because, even after the war, they still have to fight the war that's within them, you know. After you go to war and you see so much stuff to come back and try to continue your life graciously and continue, sometimes it's hard, you know. And so definitely when you see a person out there and you know they have served your country, salute them again, thank them. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. They just want to know, of course, that we're receiving them, that we're grateful for them, you know, putting out there. A lot of people agree, disagree with, you know, people, servicemen being out there and fighting and about the war, and everybody's going to have the opinion. But at the end of the day, they are out there and in the front lines, regardless of what opinion or no opinion. The point is they're out there. They're risking their lives. Any moment they can lose their lives, and they're still out there willing and able to be out there and on the front lines fighting for us. So for that, if nothing else, definitely honor them and thank them for making that decision. You know, it's a lot of people that don't just make that decision just to make it because they have nothing else to do, you know. So that's very heroic, you know. Shout out to all my heroes, my everyday heroes, you know, those that just step in and give somebody a nice smile, a helping hand. Shout out, a big veteran shout out to Chief Vasquez, and that goes out from Sonia from Fire on Fire Entertainment. And, you know, call in if you got your shouts. I want to shout out also, I believe it's Navy, Kizzy Miles, Marine, my bad, Kizzy Miles. So big salute and shout to Kizzy Miles. Thank you, Queen. I appreciate you being out there. She says that there's nothing better that she would, you know, that she loves doing, and that's serving her country. I also want to salute Melissa Stockwell. Melissa Stockwell, salute to you. She's an amputee, and it's crazy. She's She's definitely doing her stuff. So definitely shout out to you, Melissa Stockwell. And it's Motivational Mondays, man. We're here to motivate. And get your blessings every day that you wake up. Don't let not one moment pass, man. Don't be sour. Don't be depressed, man. Move on and move forward.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever.
Get your blessings. Get your blessings.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you want to go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful.
gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact that you're hearing rumors about me. There's some pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret. Can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, cause I won't judge you. Cause if you get ugly before it gets beautiful, please don't judge me, cause I won't judge you. And if you
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you do.
Chris, wait!
Things do happen. How I respond to them defines the quality of my life. I can choose to sit in perpetual sadness, immobilized by the gravity of my loss, or I can choose to rise from the pain and treasure the most precious gift I have, life itself.
You know the bed feels warmer. Sleeping here alone, you know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you?
Motivational Mondays, we're saluting the vets, man, those that are standing strong, front and center. Salute to all the vets. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I am possible, by Audrey Hepburn. Calling all the angels, where my heroes at? Where my heroes at? I see ya.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Shout out to my queen that's just a vet in a mom title. Like me or not, I'm a queen. Not because yesterday I figured it out, but because my mother, when I was a princess, prepared me for this role in my life. Thank you, Mom, for teaching me the tools I would need to be prepared to walk this crown on my head and how to claim my throne. Shout out to my vet, which is my mom, that's always been there through thick and thin. Shout out to my vet, my dad, who served the country and is no longer and has went to his essence. But a big shout out to Jose Ramos, who served his army. And now this is a nice throwback, you know, for all my throwback heads. Shout out, salute to the Mets.
Okay, so get down.
Emotional front line. I couldn't care less.
I'm transfixed in this absolute bliss.
Baby, boy.
Motivational Mondays, we're definitely honoring the vets all around the world. And I don't mean just the vets that have served the country. I mean, you know, day-to-day vets. And we have plenty of those that are striving just every day, man, just every day. But when you cross someone that's a vet, that's a hero, that's an angel, a big thank you and a smile really is all that it takes. Try it. You'll like it. So will they. Motivation of Monday. Do it.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I'm
it, bud.
Today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up.
Goes power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now.
When you have a smile, because I look at myself in the mirror and I smile and woo, I see someone sexy. You look so much better when you when you smile, you know, because turn that frown upside down and you notice your whole attitude will start changing. We're saluting the vets, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and a big, big shout out to my vet, Lushy Lush, who is, you know, recovering from the flu. But she's a vet, and so, you know, what she's doing, she's fighting it, taking all the medicines, and just chilling out, you know what I'm saying? And I got her back. I got my vets back today, so I'm rocking out. Big shout-out from Luis Irizarry to his uncle, Gilbert Torres. A big, big vet salute to him and all the veterans. God bless you all. So we're shouting out the vets, you know. If you want, shout out a vet that you know, somebody in your family, or just anyone that you want to shout out, everyone in general, call in 347-826-7722. And that's what we're doing. We're shouting out the vets. I want to shout out my veteran ladies, my veteran queens, my veteran queen sisters. And this one goes out to y'all, to all my veteran sisters that have fought the good fight. We love. Woo. And boy, that's right.
If you know how to love, cause I think I feel so big to be alone.
watch her back, protect her crown. Oh,
my vets, all my queens, sis, everybody that is a vet. You don't necessarily have to have fought in Army, in the Navy. Well, that's my perception anyway of a vet. If you made it out there in the streets, you know, in the jungle, man, just in life itself, and you're able to overcome that, then you're a vet, and I salute you. I salute you for fighting the good fight. I salute you for making this world a better place to live, because once you love yourself, once you love your community, love your neighbor, and love your family, then you do make your contribution to this world. You do make this world a better place to live. So with that being said, I salute all my vets worldwide. All those that went through Sandy or hurricanes or earthquakes, I salute y'all. The ones that keep going, keep moving, the ones that don't give up. All my mental and physical people that have been abused, and you get up and you move on. All those that walk in faith, you are vets. I salute you. Fierce Nail Salute goes out to y'all. Motivational Mondays. I hope that I was able to motivate you today so you can continue the week with a smile on your face, with a salute up in the air when you see a fellow vet, and just being thankful that you're alive and that you're able to vote. You're able to do all these wonderful things that America has, you know, that offers to you, because you wouldn't make it in the third world country. So, salute to you. Motivational Mondays. MAE2K is sexy host, and I'm out. Lush, get better. Love you. You already know. See you next week. Woo!